It starts even before you get into the door. A few dozen protesters stood in front of the building as people walked in for the meeting. Inside the meeting, CEO Jim Rogers takes questions from the audience for nearly 2 hours. Now, remember, you have to be a shareholder of Duke, but it only needs to be a single share.
My name is Lewis Zeller. I'm the executive director of Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League.
My name's Caroline Hensley, and I've dedicated the last 4 years of my life to environmental justice.
Chairman Rogers, Phil Radford from Greenpeace.
My name is Grant Mitzi, and I'm with the statewide group Clean Water for North Carolina.
I'm Jim Warren with NC Warren. Yeah, you're doing a lot more wind and solar, but 90% or more of it is not in the Carolinas or any of your monopoly states.
Rogers starts every response almost the same way.
That's a good question, and I appreciate you asking it.
Most questions revolved around clean energy, and over time, Rogers' patience wore a little thin, particularly to one comment that Duke should convert entirely to producing solar and wind energy.
What you're calling for might work someday, but not in the next 100 years. You're talking to a company that's embracing these new technologies, that's deploying them, but we have a responsibility to keep the lights on and to keep it affordable.
The environmental questions dominated the meeting. There were so many that Rogers put a stop to them and said he would arrange a meeting separately with the environmental groups present. Rogers also took questions about raising rates and paying dividends. In general, he described a juggling act between three competing priorities: clean energy, low rates, and making a profit. This is his last grilling by shareholders because Rogers will retire as CEO at the end of the year. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.